Thursday, November 19th, and somehow, somewhere, some way, for the man next to me, that has significance. We welcome into the studio and Eagles 360, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese.
I didn't know anything about it, actually, but one of our viewers called me before I came in, and he said, "Do you know what today is?" And I said, "It's Thursday, the 19th of November." He said, "Yes, the 37th anniversary of the Miracle of the Meadowlands."
Ah.
November 19th, 1978, when Herman Edwards scooped up that ball.
Well, the Eagles could use some good luck here for this weekend. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming to town, Merrill, and all signs appear to be pointing in the direction of Mark Sanchez as the starting quarterback. Nothing official, of course. Your thoughts on Sanchez? Should he be the starter on Sunday?
Well, I like Mark Sanchez. I think that Mark Sanchez is a good quarterback. I think he's very athletic. I think he has a stronger arm than people give him credit for. When he came here initially, he was coming off of shoulder surgery. But I've watched him throughout the summer. I watch him at practice, and he throws with a lot of velocity.
And that's, everybody agrees. And as you know, the big question with Mark is the turnovers, the giveaways, crucial times. And you've been around Merrill, so you've seen a bunch of quarterbacks. You've seen the good ones. You've seen the not-so-good ones. What does Mark Sanchez do the next time he's in the red zone and a pass play is called?
Well, let's hope he hits a receiver in the hands and they score a touchdown. Now, it's not just Mark Sanchez, and I'm not telling you that Mark Sanchez is Tom Brady, but there's a little bit of luck involved in these things, too. I saw Tom Brady last week against the Giants, and he's driving the Patriots down in the red zone, and he throws a terrible interception at the goal line. The difference is, with Mark Sanchez, the game is over. They don't score in the next drive. But Tom Brady gets one more shot after the Giants misuse the clock, and he marches them down and then throws an interception to the Giants that they drop when they come down, and he has another chance. So, again, I'm not saying that Tom Brady's one of the two or three best quarterbacks who ever laced it up. But I think that Mark Sanchez can do the job, and I have a lot of confidence in him.
It is something, though, that has been recurring with Mark. And I wonder, do coaches change things up, do you think, Merrill? Like, when Chip is in that situation again, and he will be in the situation again potentially on Sunday or Thursday against Detroit, if Sam can't go, do you think Chip calls a pass play in that situation?
I don't know that he doesn't call a pass play in that situation. But maybe it's a lower-risk pass play. Maybe you don't throw the ball over the middle, for example. Throw a pylon-type pattern where it's either Jordan Matthews or nobody. But I don't know. I'm not game-planning for Chip or anybody else, but I do know that there are certain things where you can minimize the risk with the individual play that you call.
Merrill, it's certainly it's surprising, unsettling, disappointing, whatever word you want to use, to be 4-5. Lots of season to go, of course. Why are the Eagles 4-5? What has not gone the way you thought it would go at the beginning of the season?
A lot of things. They didn't gel. It took more time. There were a lot of new people on this team. Sam Bradford. I thought that when Sam Bradford went out, I thought he was playing at a very high level. And he played an excellent game in Dallas. And I thought, and Dick Vermeil watched it, and he agreed that Sam Bradford actually played pretty well in Carolina. Sam Bradford has been improving very, very steadily. I think that maybe we all expected to see Sam Bradford play as he played in the preseason game at Green Bay, not realizing at the time that, number one, Green Bay is a terrible defensive team, and number two, there was no game planning for Sam Bradford. But here's a guy who hadn't played in a year and a half, and he's with a new team and a new offense. It takes time for him to gel. And defensively, there were some breakdowns. The wide receivers had a collective epidemic of the drops. And these are things you have to fight your way through.
Your thoughts on Eagles, Tampa Bay on Sunday, Merrill? How do the Eagles win this game?
Number one, it's a critical game. Again, I only use the word must when we talk about mathematics. But it is a critical game. You don't want to see this team fall back-to-back to Miami and then to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is a better team than the Miami Dolphins. They've got some tremendous wide receivers. Number 13, Mike Evans. He really made Johnny Football. I've never been a Johnny Manziel fan, but I think that he benefited greatly at Texas A&M by having this big wide receiver with great hands who could leap through the sky. They've got to find a way to minimize his effect. That's very important. Number two, they've got to put a lot of pressure on Jameis Winston. A great talent, but still a rookie, and a rookie that you can get to who threw two picks in Dallas.
You know, it's amazing. We all thought if the Eagles got off to a good start against Miami, that would be enough to beat the Dolphins. But you've got to play fourth quarter.
Yes.
Fourth quarter, and we are waiting for that four-quarter performance from this football team.
Yeah, I mean, like everybody else, when they were up 16-3, I thought, boy, how badly can they beat this team? But that was it. That was it. If you told me that after that first quarter they would score only 3 points the rest of the way, I would say that's impossible. Yep. Impossible. Yep. But we saw it. So they've got to be better. And frankly, Dave, the offensive line, with or without Jason Peters, has to play better than they played against Miami. And Ndamukong Suh had a field day getting to the quarterback. And you're getting another tough defensive tackle. Interestingly enough, in 2010, Sam Bradford was the first overall pick in the draft. And then two plays later, his teammate at Oklahoma, Gerald McCoy, came along. And he is a handful. They have got to account for Gerald McCoy.
This Eagles season, really, these next two games, Merrill, really holds such a key. Still in the mix in the NFC East. You beat Tampa Bay, you beat Detroit. Oh, boy, it looks a lot better.
Well, I'm not up to Detroit right now.
I know.
I'll be the coach and say that we take them one game at a time, and they must beat Tampa Bay. They have to beat Tampa Bay.
And we will use the omen, the very good one of 37 years ago, the miracle of the Meadowlands happened, the Eagles getting some good fortune then. Hopefully some good fortune comes the team's way.
And hopefully it doesn't take a miracle.
Merrill Reese, thanks so much for joining us here on Eagles 360.